from them. Their earthly treasure is swept away, and they've lost all. And the crowns they might have worn, had they been faithful, are put upon the heads of those saved by the faithful servants, whose means was constantly in use for God. Now, brothers and sisters, we read this in our last presentation, but I'm hoping that there's more clarity in it this time. She's speaking in terms of judgment passing on the house of God. Okay? And she's also speaking in terms of two groups, faithful and unfaithful. And a third group. This third group is going to get to wear the crowns of the unfaithful servants who, had they been faithful, would have had crowns. But sometime in this time period that judgment is passing on the house of God, it has been determined that they are unfaithful and they lose their crown. And it is then given to people outside the house of God. This process of the judgment of the living being progressive, the judgment, all of the judgment from the dead to the living being progressive, is very clear. And it's also very clear that it begins with the house of God. And it's also very clear that there will be a purification of the spiritual temple that we know as the Seventh-day Adventist Church, both at the beginning of Adventism, and it took place October 22nd, 1844, and there will be a cleansing of the spiritual temple that we know as the Seventh-day Adventist Church at the end of time, to parallel that experience and to parallel the two times that Christ cleansed the temple. And during that cleansing, the message will then be clarified concerning Sabbath and Sunday and God's other children who are not in the house of God. They're not professing to be Seventh-day Adventists. They will then make their issue, their choice on the issue of Sabbath and Sunday. Now, rather long quote from Early Writings 271. I'll try to keep the comments short on these. But let's listen to this concept of a progression of judgment, and that there are workers that are going to come into the truth and stand with God's people at the end, and that they will be replacing God's unfaithful people who have already closed their probation. This is from Early Writings, from Review and Herald, June 15th, 1897. Oh, that all might consider, before it is everlasting too late, that there are